Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 17, 1976, Barbados's new Governor General, Sir Dighton Ward, was sworn in. Sir Dighton's appointment came after the death of Sir Winston Scott on August 9th of that year. Born on May 16, 1909, Sir Dighton Ward was educated at Harrison College and later studied law in England. During his illustrious career, the former attorney at law practiced in Barbados for 29 years before being elevated to the position of judge in 1963. Sir Dighton also served on the Legislative Council between 1955 and 1958 and was appointed as the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the Federal Parliament. An avid sportsman, Sir Dighton was the president of the Barbados Football Association for 21 years before his retirement in 1975. On this historic occasion, the Advocate reported that members of the Barbados Regiment, resplendent in their green ceremonial uniforms, arrived at 4:45 to form a guard of honor. Moments later, hundreds of umbrellas appeared as the large crowd of expectant Barbadians and visitors gathered by the heavily guarded parade ring, braving the heavy showers to view the proceedings. The pomp and ceremony of the proceedings was not adversely affected by the sudden downpour. Sir Dighton and Lady Ward then left Government House, accompanied by Dr. Cato, and the procession was escorted to Trafalgar Square by police outriders. Upon their arrival, the commanding officer of the regiment and the commissioner of police accompanied Sir Dighton and his party into the public buildings. They were received by the sergeant at arms, who conducted them to the West Wing. At the entrance to the packed Senate chambers, Sir Dighton was formally presented to dignitaries such as the Anglican Bishop, the Right Reverend Drexel Gomez, members of the Privy Council, government ministers, the Speaker of the House of Assembly, the Diplomatic Corps, the Chinese Ambassador, and the head of the Civil Service. At approximately 5:15 p.m., the clerk of the Privy Council read the Royal Commission. This was followed by a fanfare of the trumpets from the Royal Barbados Police Force Band, which signaled the administration of the Oath of Allegiance by the Chief Justice. The new Governor General then offered an acceptance speech, where he indicated, quote, "In the execution of my constitutional functions and in the performance of my duties, I shall endeavor to be objective, impartial, and just, and to emulate the excellence of my predecessors in office. I give you my pledge at all times, I shall make every effort to maintain the dignity and the highest traditions of my office," end quote. So, on a rainy afternoon on this day, November 17, 1976, in an impressive half-hour ceremony before a distinguished assembly in the upper chamber, Sir Dighton Harcourt Lyle Ward took the Oath of Allegiance, becoming Barbados's second native Governor General.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.